have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my brand new biblical question for this week: is life physical or spiritual? Is life physical or spiritual? This question is amazing. It really, really is. Is life physical or spiritual? Amazing. And we dealt with the last week biblical question, can you know God and reject him? And it was very, very interesting responses yesterday in the fellowship, Sunday fellowship. And I didn't give what I thought it meant, and because the responses were interesting to me, so I thought I'm gonna leave this one alone for now, and let the people search their hearts so they can know for sure. Can you reject God once you know him? Really, so something you got to find out within yourself. And these questions are meant for you to know that you know that you know yes or no or whatever, right? And so I'm not responding to that one for now. I will at some point, I think, but not for now. The response was amazing. If you missed yesterday's fellowship, Sunday fellowship, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. The fellowships are always, mama mia, amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, you got to go to school or take the kids to school, or you got to go work out, walk, run, or whatever. You're on a schedule. But you would like to listen to the show as it's happening, and you can. You can podcast and then listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And Mondays are amazing. Because, and not the only reason though, because Mondays every Monday. All Mondays are female Mondays.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. A spiritual battle. Yesterday we discussed how stupid we all are. We as human beings are stupid. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. And we're stupid because we believe that our thoughts are our own. And we're living in this protective false world, false reality, believing that they're our own. And it's amazing at how we as human beings protect that angry, delusional world of worry, jealousy, fear, envy, strife. We protect it because we think that we are protecting reality. Testing 1, 2, 3. My headset's so weird again. We think we're protecting real reality. And it's insane. And protection for dear life. How do you think that thoughts are your own when they bring such misery? You would never bring that upon yourself. You would never do that to yourself. But you believe a lie. We all do until you start working on yourself and you start to see that you really are not your thoughts. There's no way you wake up in the morning, first thing you're thinking about how rough your day gonna be. Or how bad it was last week, or the day before, or what's going to happen tomorrow. You would never do that to yourself. You would never think you don't have enough, or you don't have, or you have too much. But because of the stupidity, you believe that you're your own thoughts. And that's amazing to me. You believe a lie and you protect that lie all of your life. Isn't that amazing? And some people don't. There are men and women around the world who are like, "You're right. I took a look. I became aware that I don't create those thoughts. I'm not in control of that. That's not me." And then they start to wake up and overcome them. And then they become smart people. That almost had it. I'm talking to the anchor baby. He's working on something here. That is a little better now. I'm hearing a little bit back in my ears again. And they start to work on themselves and overcome it. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. That's why you fight with one another, yourself and others. That's why you worry. You're revengeful, you're nasty and evil because you listen to the devil. You and the devil are one until you overcome it. And then you go and get medication for stress. some type of stupid pill for depression, suicidal thoughts, and all that. And then you don't get better because now you're really unconscious. You've lost your feelings, and you think that you lost the thoughts, and you're not. But you can wake up. You can change. I want to give you a couple examples of human nature. Yesterday we talked about human nature as well. Describe human nature and then God's nature. Human nature is pure evil. Yes, there is evil, and human nature is evil. This is why people think, well, I'm just a human being. I'm never going to get better. I'm never going to be perfect. I'm a human being. I'm in a human body, they say. And that's because they have identified with evil. Evil controls the mind, in return, bring on feelings of fake happiness and nastiness, and it controls the body. But you think it's you. Human nature is evil. And every one of us until we start to overcome. And most people will never overcome because they love it. And they love the jealousy and revenge. And they love the thrills of hurting themselves and others. It's a thrill. In all honesty, it's a thrill for people to get angry. That's why they don't want you to tell them anger is evil. You don't have to be angry. You can overcome it. Because they think, well, who will I be if I don't get angry, if I don't overreact, if I don't try to hurt others? Who will I be if I don't feel good and feel bad and the thrills? People literally say, I'm afraid to let anger go. Let my thrills go. They're afraid to. And not knowing that even the fear of letting them go is not them, but it's something that's made a home in them. Isn't that amazing? You can be free right now. You can lay your weapons down, turn your ship around, and have a real life. God's nature is perfect love. There's no revenge. There's no anger. There's no wanting to get back at human for anything at all, ever, never, never, never. God's nature is not that of revenge. It is all love. And that's why he doesn't hold anything against anyone for any reason, because he knows that it's not you. You don't know it's not you, but he does. He knows that something else made a home in your mind, and it controls you emotionally by getting you to overreact. He knows that you think love exists on this earth, but he knows that it's not you thinking love exists, because love doesn't exist on this earth. You're not going to find love on this earth. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. You're not going to find love. Love comes from above only. You're not going to find it nowhere else. So you got to look above for love. And you can drop your anger, your resentment, your thoughts, which are not your own. I want to give you an example of human nature. There's this young lady by the name of Caitlin Clark. And she is a basketball player. She plays for the WNBA. And according to the reports, she is the best. Better than all the rest. And according to the reports, she is hated for being the best, and especially by some of the black female players. Ever since this lady came on the scene of basketball, they've been physically attacking her. And they want to kill her. They want to destroy her because of jealousy. A white girl is not supposed to be better at basketball than a black girl. And we're going to take you out by any means necessary, according to reports. It's horrible if these things are true. If they're true, it's horrible what's happening to her. And because she's white, she's not going to get any protection. You are not allowed, as a white person, male or female, to be protected from evil people. But if it was the other way around, if a gang of white girls were attacking a black girl who was supposed to be the best at basketball, it'd be an outcry in the whole world. She would have to go. Human hearts are evil. And white people are under attack. It is a genocide. And it's happening right in front of your eyes. I want to say it's sad. And it is, in that evil is allowed to just run rampant in a Christian nation because of color. And from what I'm hearing, if it wasn't for Caitlin Clark, the NBA, WNBA, WNBA wouldn't even be making any money. Because people don't normally watch female basketball that much. But because of her talent, she's brought some attention to the game. And these attackers, if it's true, would rather destroy all that than to let this white girl embarrass them, because black people be better at sports, right? This is evil. PBS.org is reporting. Heated games and rough players spark a new controversy in the WNBA around its superstar, Caitlin Clark. And then Caitlin Clark kiss up at the blacks and said, something like, I don't remember exactly how it went, so I may be wrong. No, I'm with the blacks. The black girl can play too. Something like, no, black people had it hard, something. And they still pouncing on her. So, heated games and rough play sparked a new controversy at the WNBA around its superstar, Caitlin Clark. The Phoenix Mercury, Alyssa Thompson, pressed her fist into Clark's neck during a game. Watch this from Fox News.
Garrett Tenney in Chicago reports. Garrett.
Yeah, Harris, that fist to the neck is hard enough to watch, but when you watch this play back, you can see even before that, Alyssa Thomas knees Caitlin Clark in the groin, then puts her fist into Clark's neck, and then nearly stomps on Clark while stepping over her. The ball is already gone by the time any of that happens, and despite a ref being right there, they didn't call anything. Not long after that, Clark was again targeted by what her coach calls another blatant cheap shot that led to her leaving the game with an injury. And again, no foul was called. After the game, the Indiana Fever coach was livid that the officials in the league continue to allow this kind of thing to happen.
We have a generational talent and a WNBA superstar who had two cheap shots right there that weren't called. And I just say, again, absolutely unacceptable. And it's just, when you have these things continue to happen time and time and time and time and time again, eventually it gets frustrating.
No love. Black people, and not all, of course, but most, have been told now for the last 70 years or so, give or take, you could be evil. You have a right to be angry. You have a right to blame white people for your problems. It's slavery. It's a result of slavery. It's a result of Jim Crow. It's a result of your ancestors not making money, so you don't have money. Human beings, black human beings, have been given an excuse by the devil to be angry, to be evil. Anger is evil. And they're doing this to a girl like this, and this is true, and it appears to be pure evil. This is, like, heartbreaking, to be honest. And so I'm wondering, she should just leave it. Go over to Europe somewhere and play with white people. Her father, and I'm told that her father was the one that taught her as she was growing up, according to the report, how to be good at basketball. And they're doing this to her and getting away with it. This is, like, mind-blowing to me. But it's been coming on for the last 70 years. And white people have been afraid to say, no, I'm not your enemy. You're your own problem. Your mama, your daddy, your problem. They have not said it. And now their children are suffering for it. You saw that. That is mind-blowing to me. They're just pouncing on this girl. That's what anger would do. Anger is evil. And you have the gall, the audacity to call anger necessary, to call it good. I need anger to defend myself. I need anger. No, you don't. There's nothing to defend. A basketball game is just a stupid basketball game. Caitlin previously said to Time Magazine, I've earned every single thing, but as a white person, there is privilege. Uh-huh, now you're getting your privilege. There's privilege. This league has kind of been built on black players. This league has kind of been built on black players. And the more we can elevate black women, they're going to be a beautiful, that's going to be a beautiful thing. That's from today's.com. Well, okay, this is what you're getting. Elevate the black women. Tell angry people that you have privilege. That is so stupid, I don't even know what to say. You don't have privilege. But you're saying it to appease your enemy, and now your enemy is pouncing on you. A weak nature draws your enemy unto you. A strong nature doesn't. Look at Donald Trump. He's strong. And look what's happening. White people, telling these people that you have privilege because you're white, you're making them want to hurt you even more so. That's a weakness. That, and it's not true. You have to earn your way like everybody else. And you should love the blacks enough to say that. No, you got to earn your way, black folks, like everybody else does. But you don't love them enough to tell them because you have fear. You are going along with your enemy by saying you have white privilege. This Caitlin woman, according to today.com, said that she has privilege. If you already have white privilege, why did your father teach you to play then? You are in the white. You can just walk in. You don't know, you know, most people don't understand the depths of human nature. And what, there's no limit to it because it's of the devil. It's evil. There's no love in human beings. And so when you display weakness to them, you're begging to be beat. You're begging to be destroyed. And they're going to do it because it's the nature of evil. She's trying to say she has white privilege. Look what's happening. They don't care about that. If you have white privilege, you're going to have to go out there and pretend you can't play ball. But so, Caitlin, you can't go out there and beat these people in the game and then up there, I got white privilege. Okay. And there's no real punishment for this, if this is true, to the black people who are pouncing on this girl. No real punishment. The lead retroactive gave Thomas a flagrant foul, would carry a $1,000 fine and suspended her for one game. Oh, $1,000, a lot of money for her and one game suspension for doing what it looked like she'd done to this woman. The Phoenix Mercury X account posted a meme about the situation, making light of it. Watch this from Fox.
After those videos went viral late yesterday, the WNBA decided to take action, and the punishment for recklessly targeting and endangering the league's biggest star was a single-game suspension for Alyssa Thomas and a flagrant foul, too, that carries a $1,000 fine. The Phoenix Mercury appeared to mock the whole thing, posting and then quickly deleting this meme after the game, showing a Mercury player on the floor. These latest incidents are only fueling critics who argue the league doesn't value and is not protecting its biggest star, who's elevated women's basketball to places it's never been, with record TV deals and viewing numbers, sold out arenas whenever and wherever Caitlin Clark is playing.
Amazing. Because she's white. This is what you can do to white people in their own country. It happened in Europe. It happened in South Africa. And it's happening here now. And it's going to get worse, white folks. Sorry. It's just going to get worse. Weakness draws your enemy to you. It draws them unto you. There's nothing attractive about weakness. And white people have no reason at all, not one iota of a reason, to have a false sense of compassion for the blacks. That's not love. You should have the same requirement for the blacks as you do for yourself and everyone else. That's what love is. It brings out the best in the person when you require them to be their best. That's love. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. other than sex, I wonder, why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. They don't want to be wives and mothers. Some want to get married, but they don't want to live in that proper position of life. Because the only purpose of marriage is to have a family. And that's been known forever. And so if you don't want to have children, there is no need to get married. And so I was wondering, why would a man even get married today? I never thought I'd see the day when women would be come out of her natural role and be like a man. Even though she hate that role, when she was with a man that's weak, she hate him. But if he try to be strong, she'll stop it. I never imagined that. You're seeing good destroyed and abnormal is presented as normal. I believe is it summer, Nick? Officially summer yet? Do you know?
In California, there are no seasons. Time stopped for me when I came here. So, yeah, it is, though. Because, like, are the Bambinos, they're out of school.
It's officially summertime, and the living is easy. So check out the merch. Summer started June 21, I'm told. Check out our summer merch. It's amazing. It really is. For gifts and for you and for everybody around the world. The celebration of 250 years, silver coin with my face on it, Punchy's coffee, amazing coffee. Punchy's coffee, my own coffee. It is so good. It makes you want to holler. Throw up both your hands. And then July is right around the corner. Corner, if you're white. And white history is being celebrated in July. If ever we needed White History Month, we need it now. So we're going to be celebrating our 9th year of white history. So get your merch there as well. And then shirts and mugs and hoodies and tote bags and everything. Amazing stuff. Every dime goes back to doing the work here. So not only are you getting a gift for your somebody or and for yourself, you're still helping us to do the work we're doing here. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or rebuildingtheman.com/stores. rebuildingtheman.com/store. And yes, I will sign the books to whomever you like. Just indicate I want this signed to whomever. I will sign them. All right? The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, every day, Monday through Friday. The Hake Report. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1, right after the Hake Report. Thank you all for your support. I want to just show you these today. I get to your call. The wickedness of human heart. That's why every heart needs to be returned to the Father. Salvation of the heart is about love, not emotional love, not passionate love, dispassionate love. God is not a passion. He's not emotional. Satan is emotional. So if you're an emotional person, just know Satan is your God. Real love is a light. It's a state of being. It's not emotional. Amazing, huh? So we're talking about Caitlin Clark. how she's being attacked, and no one cares. And I heard that now she's having problems with her back. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's all this stuff. They're going to destroy her. She will, if she doesn't stop playing before she, her physical body is destroyed, she's going to get to a point where she can't play at all. And that's where they want her. They made a joke, according to this report. The Phoenix Mercury X account posted a meme about the situation, making light of it. Would they have done that if a white person or white women have done that to a black girl? No, they weren't. Ain't no way. America would be on fire if they did. A Fox News political analyst says Caitlin Clark played a huge role in increasing viewership for the WNBA.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the stats that were just handed to me right now. I mean, this is incredible, the impact she's had. I'll get into it. Garrett, thank you. Jeanne Caldwell, Fox News political analyst, is with me now. First of all, I want to get your idea of her effect in the WNBA as a player.
This is pretty clear what her effect has been. One expert puts it, in 2024, Caitlin Clark was responsible for 25% of the WNBA's total revenue. 25%. Mm-hmm. That's massive. The numbers of viewers watching because of her has been massive, in the millions. This is an undeniable player. And then just one more fact, too. The WNBA is entering into a $2.2 billion deal, mm-hmm, with NBC Sports because of Caitlin Clark. So it's undeniable what she means to this league. And honestly, no one was really watching the WNBA until she hit the scene.
Amazing. You're looking at white privilege on the floor there. Your white privilege is not working for you, Caitlin. White privilege being stomped, according to a report. Fist on the neck like they want to choke her to death. Stomping on her. That's white privilege. Caitlin's teammate, Sophie Cunningham, says incidents like cheap shot happens to her every single game, and the league does nothing about it. This is from Show Me Something.
During real time last night, I did not see that happen. None of our team saw it happen, because I promise you, if we would have seen that happen, we would have had her back. Unfortunately, yeah, this type of shit happens every single game to her, and yeah, the league and the refs do absolutely nothing about it.
It's been a minute since you got fined on this podcast.
I have, but then, like, you see the videos of, like, literally kneeing and cheap-shotting C in the throat. Like, if she did that to any of our teammates, we'd be pissed. But, like, yeah, they're definitely targeting her, and the league and the refs do nothing to protect her.
Amazing. She's white. She has white privilege. And white privilege don't need protection. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. You have been lied to when they told you that evil is natural, is good. It's human nature, all right, but it's not God's nature. It's Satan nature. And anger being pushed as though it's a noble, happy thing. And look what's happening. Overcome evil with good, with love, with forgiveness. If those girls were to forgive their mamas and their daddies, they'd go out there and play ball. It'd be nothing but plain old fun. And yet they earn a living from it, but they would have a good time. There would be no competition. There would be no jealousy and strife. There would be nothing but love. You can have a life of love and have, if you want to have, like, real fun in life, drop the anger. operate from love. Sports analyst Stephen Smith made a comment toward the WNBA stating, "You are not the NBA. You don't have an 11-year, $77 billion contract. Don't get in the way of the cash cow." Watching from ESPN's First Take.
You're not the NBA. You don't have an 11-year, $77 billion contract. You are building the league. You just reached an incredible collective bargaining agreement. You understand they did a great, great job with that. The league is growing, and it's reaching some of its aspirations, no doubt. But there's still a lot more work to be done. Don't get in the way of the cash cow. You don't sit up there and pave a way for her and don't compete. Nobody's implying that. But you certainly ride that tidal wave of popularity and use it to your advantage to build the game, not compromise and hurt the game by taking her out whenever you get the opportunity to do so. That's not smart. That's not smart at all.
You know what's interesting about this whole thing? People complain about it. They saw what happened there, allegedly. And they'll complain about a change is not going to be made. Not for the good, because she's white. A change is not coming. And I knew a change gonna come. No, it's not, Caitlin. Sorry. Not for you. Not for white people. A change is not gonna come. It's gonna only get worse. Because you won't stand up. You're afraid of losing something. You're afraid of people calling you names. You're afraid of losing material things. You don't trust the ones that give you all things, God. All things come from God. When you give to others, that's coming from God, so you can give. When others give to you, that come from God. All things are from God. Nothing from us. Zero. Oh, but your little ego want to take credit. But nothing's from us. Life and all things come from God. Caitlin Talbot is from God. The children of Satan hate it. And this is happening in America. Just think about that. Did you ever imagine? And these people always talk about freedom. Freedom! Ain't no freedom in that. My country is gone. Even though we're celebrating 250 years, and the opening of the 250 year celebration with the fair there in D.C. with the president, it was amazing. It was a reminder of how great this country was. And if we had the right people running it, how great it still can be. But Donald Trump is just one man. It takes all of us. But we need love. Nick is out of Australia. Nick, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, just wondering, I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Is life physical or spiritual?
Definitely 100% spiritual.
And why do you say definitely 100% spiritual?
Because you can only do things in the spirit, and you can only experience things in the physical.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
I can't respond until Sunday, Nick.
Okay, hopefully I got the right answer.
I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, so make sure you pay attention to the fellowship Sunday, all right?
I started watching your church again. It's getting pretty good now.
Right on. Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, Nick.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go. We got, speaking of Sunday, we need to catch up with some
super chat. Super chat.
Super, super.
Mio is a cute dog. Said Brady is drunk as a bastard.
What?
Brady.
Who is Brady?
He's the our friend from Arizona.
Oh.
That might have been on my show, actually. No, it's on your show.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. That was on Friday. It was a missed super chat, actually.
Oh, okay.
Justin, 20 coffees. Hey, JLP, here's some change for your little business.
How's your little business? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome, Warrior Queen CC, new show member.
Thank you. Amazing.
Jack B, double exclamation mark, on Cash App.
Thank you. Who is that?
Jack.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate your support.
Steve with three coffees. Jesse, I got your book from Rage to Responsibility Friday, an autographed copy, and it is amazing. Thank you for signing it.
You're welcome. Enjoy. All my books are amazing, really. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. Amazing.
Thomas K., five coffees. Been coming to your men's forum and some churches for a few years now. Most fellowships I went to before were always emotion-filled in a way that seemed to mean well but played out to being control freaks in how if a phrase or scripture was a bit off, people got shouting and fighting over who was most right and doing the best at doing good. With your books, along with coming to Bond, learning only God is good is a blessing to still finding peace in such an angry world, he says.
Amazing. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing. Thank you.
He says, God bless all the JLP crew and your families. Amazing.
Right on. God bless you, too. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.
Maria. Thank you, Maria. She gave a tip that I'll pass along to you.
Okay. Thank you, Maria. Amazing.
Aries 1, 333 gold pills. So what is Jesse's advice if America is doomed? Jesus turned the other cheek. Yesterday's church.
Oh, turn the other cheek, meaning don't be angry. Because it doesn't matter what's happening outside of you. If you are of love, you're going to create a paradise around you in your world. And you will not be affected by what's happening in other people's world right here on earth. Really. But you need love. So don't worry. Don't be afraid. Be in the world, but not of it. And just live from within, and you'll be fine. But America is gone, and it's going to get worse. But if you are of love, you and the Father are one. When you see the Son, you see the Father. When you see the daughter, you see the Father. Your world will be fine. Really. Stay with it. Amazing.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing. Three thumbs up emojis.
Thank you. And thank you for your support. Amazing.
Nilla Thrilla, been a member on Bond YouTube channel for 14 months, saying the wall going up.
Oh, the wall going up. Thank you. Amazing. That's amazing.
Norris T sent five gift memberships. Over there.
Thank you, Nora S.T.
Norris.
Oh, Norris T.
T.
Thank you.
T-I-I-I.
Amazing.
Little Paycheck says 40 days and 40 nights.
Amazing. Thank you.
Norris T. says, I'm genius.
Amazing. Thank you for your support.
Nilla Thrilla, five more gift memberships. Thank you, Nilla.
Thank you, Nilla. I appreciate it.
Brandy from Hawaii, God's nature is peace on earth, no fear, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death and mess, smiley, watching the world fall apart around them. Celebration hands.
Right on. Thank you, Brandy from Hawaii. Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it.
The Joshua James, happy June 28th yesterday.
June 28th, is that a special day?
That's what I was asking, but I don't know if he answered me.
But thank you.
Very nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Elite on the Beat gifted a diamond on YouTube. You.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin S. Tithe on a tip.
Right on. Thank you, Kevin S.
Elise, have a blessed week, guys. Great fellowship. Keep up the good work. And I like the last Fallen State with that lady. She was cool and polite, even though her organization is pure evil. But it was a nice back and forth without all the noise. It's because she white. LOL. LOL.
She white. And it was fun. It was a fun, nice conversation, especially knowing that we didn't agree. It was fun. Thank you.
Someone, good morning, team.
The Fallen State last Friday, so check it out. TheFallenState.tv.
Yeah. Good morning, team. How is everyone? Says someone. And then...
all is well.
He asks if we ever heard of this one particular person who worked with... I'm not sure if worked with the Uncle Tom movie or what, but I'll pass that along to you as well.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, someone. Roy M., where did the evil come from that caused Lucifer to do what he did in heaven and turn into the great deceiver Satan? Asks Roy M.
It came from his ego, wanted to be God. All evil want to be God. That's why they're evil. If you didn't want to be God, you'd be of nothing but love. But they want to be God. That's why. If you notice, every angry person want to be God. And if you don't agree with them, they'll destroy you, or at least try. And then they'll build an army. Because an evil person got to have someone to agree with them. Oh, you see, that person agreed with me. Now we're a team of two. Two evil people agreeing. But all angry people, men and women, male and female, want to be God. They want to be it. And they get a thrill. Amazing. Thank you.
Charles, hey, Jesse, your last guest on The Fallen State, Miss Cohen, didn't want to answer what religion she was because she is Jewish. Mostly all Jews have a communist and socialist mind like her. You also need to understand that Jews and Muslims are not enemies. Jewish organizations are the finance behind Muslims migrating to the white countries, says Charles.
Amazing. And we get that from, what's your proof, Charlotte? I'm not saying it's not true or not, but what's your proof of that? Amazing. Thank you.
Sion, no message.
Hey, Sion, good morning. How are you? Amazing.
And heat, biblical question answer.
Is life physical or spiritual?
Both. Everything happens in the spirit first, then manifests itself in the physical. Hashtag master duality, heart emoji.
Amazing. Thank you, C.I. That's C.I., right?
No, that's N. Heat.
N. Heat. Thank you, N. Heat. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I got to stop their hate.
Oh, Sion did have a message, but I'll have to read that later.
Don't forget it.
Okay.
But she'll yell at you if you do.
That she will.
What do you think about the situation with Caitlin Clark?
It's interesting. You know, that gal, that blonde girl who was talking on that podcast or whatever right. afterwards? She had a funny, interesting moment where she's kind of like, she'll foul you back if you get one of her gals. So she'll foul, she was pointing at one girl who was particularly bad.
Oh, yeah.
In a different game, I guess, or later on.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And why do white people confirm a lie that they have white privilege? They confirm it a lie.
Yeah.
Even conservative white people are doing that. What?
She's young.
I'll be back in a moment. The hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
all kinds of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? It is Monday, Female Monday, the end of hour one, June 29th, 2026 AD. And JLP will be right back to hour two. Your calls. There is one line open, 888-775-3773. We'll get to more of your super chats. All right. It is hate news, not fake news. And nice. Summer vacations are calling, says CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. Cheap flights, not actually, not very cheap in general. Aviation experts say jet fuel prices have fallen sharply in recent months, but something else is keeping airfares high. Not sure what. Maybe you have to look into it for yourself. There's a heat wave. Crazy. A heat wave will blanket the eastern half of the United States this week. And actually, it's gonna warm up at the end of this week and into next week, too, I heard, according to the weather forecast. Bringing days of potentially dangerous temperatures, even in the 4th of July Independence Day. The nerve. Millions are preparing to celebrate Independence Day, 250th anniversary of Independence Day, by the way. Outdoors. Several major cities, Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, Dallas, Nashville, they could see their hottest weather of the year. Forecasts show it is July. In the West, July is typically pretty warm. Rising heat will add another challenge for crews battling wildfires in the Four Corners region. I hadn't heard of the Four Corners region. I wonder where that is. And Venezuela earthquakes. Oh my gosh. At least 1,450 people are now confirmed dead. Remember, it was like 100-something, 200-something? Now it is 1,450 confirmed dead after last week's devastating earthquakes in Venezuela. You know, one after the other, 7.2, 7.5, something like that. More than 3 days on, with aftershocks still rattling the region, the window to find survivors is quickly closing. You know, they can only survive so long without food or water or whatever. Kind of stuck under the rubble, imagine. Officials are hoping a surge of foreign aid and responders will accelerate rescue efforts and help address humanitarian needs. And the Strait of Hormuz, the U.S. and Iran, they've been striking each other. But the latest, at least the early this morning news or late last night, whatever, the U.S. and Iran will stand down for now, a Trump administration official said, after both sides recently traded fire near the Strait of Hormuz. And while talks remain on track, according to a senior U.S. administration official, it is not clear yet what Iran's position is on the matter. Kind of interesting. The World Cup viewership. The World Cup is generating NFL-level viewer interest in the United States as the knockout stage gets underway. Matches airing at... Matches is another word for games, okay? Are airing at more favorable hours, while soccer's growing mainstream appeal is drawing record audiences. Isn't that nice? Maybe it's partly the demographics change, but it's also happened in the USA. And then there's a lot of hype on the social media about all these foreigners kind of liking it over here. Nice. And the stock market rally has helped sustain the United States economy by boosting wealth and spending among affluent Americans, so-called Americans. But it has also widened the gap between the wealthy and the lower-income households, as if that's a bad thing. Increasing the risk of economic slowdown if the rally fades. We'll see what happens. There was an Argentine soccer player, Argentinian, whatever, Argentine soccer player who lost his wife and two children in those Venezuela earthquakes. Did you know that? After the twin earthquakes destroyed the family's beachfront home. It was a nice house, it sounds like, in La Guaira. Pardon me, my butchering of the name. One of the hardest hit areas. Woo. Also crazy, a skydiving plane crashed in France. Killed some people too. Comes just weeks after a skydiving plane crashed into western Missouri. Both accidents. Renewing debate about these regulations. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. It's like, and it's for those men and women around the world that want to wake up. If you want to wake up, you can. You don't have to stay asleep. You can be free. And it's up to you and only you. And then for those who don't want to wake up, go and do what you want to do. That's your life. Is life physical or spiritual? Is life physical or spiritual? Amazing question. Know thyself. If you want to be free, know yourself. Really. Don't worry about anyone else. You see what's going on with you. Is life physical or spiritual? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you got to run around, but you would love to hear the show as it's happening right in front of your face, you can listen on your phone. Podcast and listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. Rainy days and Mondays always build me up. It's Monday. And we take all calls. But the ladies call, we take them first as they come in because it is female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
All my life, I had to fight.
Why do people marry people?
Everybody gets a call!
Equal rights, equal lefts, baby.
Do I deserve more or less?
Are you a man or a woman?
I have nothing more to say on that.
Oh, girl, just wanna... Amazing. What a mess. What a mess. It's spiritual, a spiritual mess. I wanted to ask Hank about white people confirming a lie, knowing that in confirming the lie, they're confirming evil, and it is harder, and it's just gonna make it worse for them. Every white person, no matter who you, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, Christian, Allah, Allah, whatever religion. And we're talking about the Caitlin Clark situation. And according to the report, she confirmed that she had white privilege. And things appear to have gotten worse as far as the bouncing on the basketball team there. Hey, And Hank is the Hank Report at 9 o'clock Pacific time. And the Anchor Babies of the American Anchor Baby right after the Hank Report at 11. Both experts on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Why do white people confirm a lie that they have white privilege? And do they know that things are only going to get worse for them by doing that?
I don't think, they don't know that things are going to get worse doing that. They're just doing what they know to, what they think they know to do, which is to be fair-minded.
How's that fair-minded? That's not fair-minded thinking.
But they're thinking that it's fair.
Who do you mean?
You know how there have been white hosts over the years who want to be fair, and so they act like they're being fair, and really they're just giving leeway to wrongdoing, kind of explaining away people doing wrong and saying wrong and being wrong. And they call it fair.
But I understand how the mind works, and the mind is evil, and if you believe the imagination, you know, things can happen. But they already know they don't have white privilege. They know they work hard. They work their kids hard, make them earn their way by education or whatever. That's not fair. It doesn't even make sense.
I don't think that Caitlin knows that she doesn't have privilege. I'm not going to assume that. She was 21, 22 when she made those comments.
Right.
She was raised in this world where you're told that all your life. It's not like she lived a while and then this new idea came. Oh, yeah, you have privilege.
But this thing about white privilege is a new idea. It hasn't
not
always
to her.
Been around.
It's always been around since she's grown up.
Oh, since she, because of her age.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. Nick, why? Why do white people confirm a lie?
I'm not sure. I think she believes it.
She can't believe that.
She said it was built by black people.
What was built?
The WNBA. That's her belief.
What does that mean, it was built by blacks?
That's what she believes.
Most of the players have
been
black.
Someone told her that.
Her hero, black people. Her heroine, black people. Her heroine, basketball stars.
Right.
They were all mostly black.
Nick made an interesting point that I had not thought of. It had not occurred to me at all. I don't know. Do you want to make it now on your show, Nick?
No.
No what?
No need.
Not now?
Yeah.
You going to do it on your show?
Maybe.
Tune in to the American Anchor Baby show today. He made a very interesting point about basketball. And it made sense. I had not thought of that before. Amazing. So what's going to happen to the white privileged people, Nick?
I'm not sure. What's going to happen to them. They'll think, if I say this, maybe I could keep my friends, and then they'll see that they have no friends.
They really don't. What's going to happen, Hake?
I think she may smarten up, that gal.
What do you mean?
Caitlin? I think
she's going to realize they don't have white privilege.
Well, I think she really is a sort of a fair-minded person, as many of whites tend to be. But they're just too fair, too nice.
I'm repeating myself now. Because I start to ask, would a fair-minded person say, I have white privilege? No, you'll get beat up. When a white person say, I have white privilege, they'll say they're weak.
I agree.
And that's what their enemy hear, that they're admitted to being weak. You have white privilege.
Yep. I have the privilege of being raised pretty well. And most whites act right, so we have a nice reputation.
Well, black people used to be raised that way, too.
I don't know.
before the Jim Crow law? Yes. Black people never thought of white people have white privilege. They work as hard as the white did, the white as hard as they did, and they had what they wanted. It was hard work. We worked the cotton field because we ain't think about no privilege.
In the cities, there was a lot of resentment and violence, even back in the day.
Right, because that's where all that mess. That's where all that mess started, in the cities.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in the country.
Yep.
What a mess. 888-773-7773. Betty is a first-time caller out of Virginia. Betty.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Do you have white privilege?
I absolutely do not. Whatever I have, I've worked hard all my life to get it.
So why do white people confirm a lie that they have privilege?
Well, they have bought into the lie of Satan, who, you know, as we know, we deal with every day. It's a spiritual battle.
Yeah.
He has allowed women have become like men, and men are getting more feminized. And they have left God out of their lives, who established roles when he created us. And whenever we fall out of the role that God put us in, created us for, you know, women are to be mothers and feminine women and wives, grandmothers, and there are still a lot of us who are still Christians and believe that that role is still vital to the, you know, the future of mankind. And when you fall out of that role, everything else falls apart. When men become feminized and women become masculinized, everybody suffers.
So,
and Satan smiles.
And so what's going to happen to America now?
Well, when women allowed Satan to let them put employment and things like that, you know, first over family, that's when the family started falling apart, and Satan was happy to influence the government to back it all up and, you know, further make everything worse. So there's no future unless we put God back in his official, important first role that he demanded in the First Commandments.
Do you see that?
I mean, in the Ten Commandments.
Do you see that ever happening again?
No, I do not. Yeah. I think that things are just going to get worse until we see, you know, Jesus coming back in the clouds. I think it's just going to continue to get right on as Satan smiles and people just, I mean, look what's going on in the world now. I mean, you know, 10 years ago, you didn't hear about Satanism and things like you do now. Now it's mentioned more than Christianity is, almost.
Absolutely. What a mess, Betty.
It is a mess. And thank you for doing the job that you're doing. That we all have a role to play, and unless we stand up for God and not only freedom, but for God, there's no future for us.
Yeah, yeah.
But keep on doing what you're doing. I love watching your show.
Thank you, Ben.
And you were spot on with as far as the men and the women go this morning. They, you know, we have allowed ourselves to, you know, be influenced by Satan, and we have bought his, we have drank his Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you, Betty. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too now. Amazing. Super chat.
Maryland Five Coffees. Uncle Jesse, great fellowship as always. Yesterday, I heard people say that Job knew God, but I don't believe Job knew the Father because had he known God, he wouldn't have accused him of injustice when he was in pain. Instead, I believe Job was known by the Father and that Job was blessed by God, not because of his own righteousness, but because of God's grace toward him. This is Maryland.
Amazing. I don't know. I don't think Job ever accused God of injustice, did he?
He did kind of protest and get scolded by God.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I remember him saying that when Satan was attacking him, I remember him saying that God was allowing Satan to do this. And because he knew that he had not done anything wrong and he and God were tight And he knew that the only reason the devil could get to him is for God to allow. Who wrote Job?
I don't know.
So where did he accuse God? I'm not saying he didn't. I just don't remember the whole story now. And I remember all these people telling him to curse God. God, you're supposed to be all having perfect peace. And why is this happening if you have perfect peace? Why is God allowing this to happen? Why is this happening? You and God's supposed to be tight. And he lost his family. He lost everything. But he got it back 100-fold and then some because he knew that God was allowing it to happen, according to the report. And Satan was like, what the?
So in, according to the AI, Brave AI, chapters 3 through 31 in these poetic dialogues, and maybe it was Moses, but we don't know, maybe Job himself or Solomon or Elihu, pardon me, butchering the name.
So we don't know who wrote Job.
Right, but he said, why do you hide your face and consider me your enemy? Asking God that. And claims that God has blocked his way and put darkness on his paths.
Oh, well, we can't believe all that.
And mocks the despair of the innocent.
Oh, Lord.
Destroys both the blameless and the wicked.
This is why we can't believe everything about the Bible, because human nature is evil. And people have rewritten the Bible all this time. And then we find out a lot of things in the Bible are not true at all. That's why God, when he sent his son, he made it simple. All you got to do, Christ made it simple, keep the Ten Commandments. You do that, everything else is fine. All this other mess, you don't even have to worry about.
Though I call for help, there is no justice, he complained. And nice.
Did you know Moses did not write Ecclesiastes?
Yes, everybody knows that.
But I thought they said Moses wrote it.
No, they say Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes.
Some people said Moses wrote it.
I've never heard that claim.
Nice. Amazing.
All right.
So as far as the Job thing, you can't believe what the church fathers wrote and all that mess. People add stuff into the Bible that keep you enslaved and not make you free. Amazing. Thank you.
I don't know. I don't know what your problem with that is. I think it's fine.
No.
Whatever.
Job never doubted God. That's why God reestablished everything for him. He never doubted. Satan said that, you think Job love you?
Mm-hmm.
Let me have hands on him. I'll see how much he love you.
He never rejected God or whatever.
Right.
But he did say all this stuff.
Okay.
You're trying to say that it was rewritten?
It was.
He never rejected God. He just lamented.
Okay.
Anyway.
Lamented is rejection.
I feel like God lets us cry a little bit and holler. Anyway. 0906, dear.
Thank you very much, though. Very interesting.
Yeah, thank you, Marilyn.
Yeah,
thank you, Marilyn. Marilyn also answers the biblical question.
Is life physical or spiritual?
She answered the wrong biblical question. She answered last week's biblical question.
Oh. And what did she say about last week?
No, you cannot know God and reject him.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Marilyn. But the Job story is very interesting. I'm about to reread it now that you brought it up.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
And then you can repent.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I read it.
0906 Dur says, I did a counseling session.
And you're saying that Job doubted God, right?
I'm saying that he said those things.
Oh, you're saying he said it.
Yeah, he said those things that you're like, uh-uh.
Just because he said it, did he really mean it?
People don't mean what they say a lot of times. Yet, I don't know. 0906 Dur, pardon me if I'm butchering your name, says, I did a counseling sesh with my teen daughter who is on drugs. You said my older daughter hates me. I said, no, Jesse, she loves me. found out a few days ago that she does hate me. What the? Thanks, Jesse. Tan, thanks, Hands. Angel, Halo, cool sunglasses, mind blown.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with us. Stay with it. We have the best counseling service on the planet. And not because of me, but because of God. And if you need individual family counseling anywhere in the world, by phone, Skype, or in-house, go to JesseLeePeterson.com, JesseLeePeterson.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Stay with it.
Several new members on the Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube channel, Jameel, Brother Jonathan, Half Black Tony, who says shout out, been a member for five
shout
months.
Shout out.
Warrior Queen C, which I read before. Andre, Anita, and Svetlana.
Amazing. Thank y'all. Shout out. I appreciate it. That's amazing. Thank you.
Marcus G, White History Month starts this Wednesday. Whoop, whoop. Celebration. And Thursday is Men's Forum. What an amazing week. July just feels white. American flag and salute.
Right on. This Thursday is the first Thursday of the month, July. And we have the Men's Forum on the first Thursday of the month. So come on down. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, we are having the Men's Forum. Happy White History Month. Amazing.
See on. Good morning, Jesse. Hope you rested well. Keep on telling the man to get back using their head and go back to their old nature to stand up or shut the bleep up. That's why women are out of control. She is the one who's got more brain than him nowadays. Sad, pathetic. I want Jesse type of nikas, but none exist so far. Sad cry.
Amazing. See, you still have another boyfriend, too? Does she have a boyfriend? She had two.
I thought she did. Yeah, I thought at least two, maybe even three.
Do you have the two lovers still? Oh, no.
You can never keep track.
Thank you, C.R. Amazing.
Cornerstone 100.
Thank you.
Fazul, answer to the biblical question.
Is life physical or spiritual?
Physical. I am not my life.
Physical?
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Nikki, some women are so insecure they feel a need to compete with other women. God forbid a girl is pretty, successful, or exceptionally talented. She often becomes the target of envy, resentment, and ill will. Hashtag Female Monday.
Who wrote that?
Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki. That's amazing. Jealousy is not pretty. Envy is not pretty. And it's not of love. Really, you've been driven by a wrong spirit, folks. You got to drop it if you want. Amazing. Thank you.
Brie K, five coffees, no message.
Thank you, Brie K.
And he punchy, where is Caitlin's parents? Why are they allowing the WNBA to overlook the assault happening to their daughter? They should take legal action against the WNBA. This behavior is organized by evil and unacceptable.
That's a very good question. I was wondering, where's her father? Look like, well, I maybe he can't make her stop now, but except for all that money they get, but why would her father let this happen to her? Like, if this stuff is true and it's happening, it's gonna destroy her body and she won't be able to function at all after a while. And money is not gonna make her happy. It is. I know she's a grown woman, but I don't know. Amazing. Good question. Thank you.
AI says her father, Brent Clark, is a regular fixture at her Indiana Fever games.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what he's thinking seeing his daughter get pounced on like that.
He treats her as an independent adult. She's 24 years old now and a professional athlete, like you said, making money.
Right. So he just let her, because she's grown. I understand she's grown. He can't stop her.
Yeah. He has openly criticized the WNBA officiating during broadcasts to advocate for a fairer, more fluid game for his daughter. And he tells her to calm down and stop complaining to referees when her emotions run too high during intense games.
Oh, yeah?
according to the New York Post. Info may be false and AI.
And that young lady on that soundbite, she said this happened to Kayla in every game that she's beat up on like that. Something like that. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank y'all. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Harold out of Washington, D.C. Harold, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to ask, what's wrong with the blacks?
I'm sorry?
I said, what's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing.
Exactly. And I asked because I remember when you were talking about how it was in the good old days, and I really wanted to do some research on that. And so I was looking at some of the black communities and towns and places that were established earlier and trying to find some that are still standing. You know how people talk about Tulsa and all this other sort of stuff. And I said, that can't be the only one. So I found this neighborhood, or actually this town out in Mississippi called Mound Bayou, which is a bayou, which is run exclusively by black people, low crime rates, Christian community. And I found it and I said, wow, like Jesse was right. You know, these people are old fashioned, they're Christian. And so I wanted to know, Jesse, in your opinion, what is the difference between the blacks in Mound Bayou who are able to run that neighborhood, have low crime rates and all of that versus, you know, the ones that we see in pop culture and, you know, in the urban setting and that kind of thing?
Well, I'm not familiar with that particular town at all. I don't know about it. But I do know that prior to the Civil Rights Movement, black people were independent people, meaning that they were not identifying as being black. They were identified as being children of God, and they worked hard, and they treated everyone the way that they would like to be treated. And the fathers and the grandfathers were around for the most part, and things were different. But when they moved to the city, like up in Indiana and Chicago, Florida, and places like that, they moved into those projects, and they started relying on the so-called black leadership. And then the government started taking care of them, giving them money. They stopped thinking for themselves. The men stopped leading the wife and the children. And you have what you have right now. It truly is a turning away from the fathers right into hell.
Amazing.
Amazing.
You know what's interesting, Jesse? You said the men stopped leading. You know, I've grown from a young man.
Are you black?
Yes, I'm black.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and what I've noticed is that, you know how some women can be angry and, you know, a little catty and all that. I noticed that when you're operating from the Spirit of God, women have no choice but to follow. It almost, you know, exposes that spirit in them, and they have to feel that conviction. They know they're wrong for how they're behaving. Have you noticed that?
Well, women do follow. When they return to their natural nature, they definitely do follow, because they're really not following the man, they're following God. And
exactly.
Then because of God's order, they're following the man in the right way. Harold, thank you, man. I got to run because of the break. I appreciate it. James, I want to ask you, there's breaking news about the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, there's multiple different things. E. Jean Carroll, they rejected Trump's E. Jean Carroll $5 million appeal. I mean, a verdict appeal.
Okay.
So, and then mail-in ballots can be counted after that arrive after Election Day from the so-called Supreme Court.
They can be counted after Election Day?
Yep.
Is that good or bad?
That's not good.
Amazing.
That's too sloppy. Amy Barrett joined the three liberals.
Oh, God.
And John Roberts, of course.
I told President Trump she was the wrong choice. I'll be back to hate news for now. Oh, no. It's the bottom of the hour break. Mm-hmm. Back in a moment.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people
are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Shout outs. I do personal shout outs for you. Birthday shout outs, wedding shout outs, encouragement shout outs, whatever the shout out is, I will do it for you. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or shout out. .fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. And don't forget to like these videos. Like them. And by the way, we have a brand new newsletter going out. And it's a doozy, and you can get it at no cost to you. None. Zero. So if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, sign up now at rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe. rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe. Don't miss it. Join today. All right? And last but not least, we are having a men's forum this Sunday. This Thursday night. This Thursday at 7 p.m. for men only. For men only. So, hey, before I go back to the callers, repeat those breaking news with the Supreme Court.
According to Ground News, Supreme Court says states can count mail ballots that arrive after Election Day as long as they're postmarked by Election Day.
Amazing.
And so that was a 5-4 ruling with conservative, so-called, Justice Amy Coney Barrett joining the three liberal justices and Chief Justice John Roberts, you know, the rhino.
Yeah.
To secure that ruling.
I knew Amy Barrett and this guy, bad news for the Supreme Court. Especially that woman, because she has some black children, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, a couple of adopted black kids.
Right. I remember when the George Floyd situation happened, she said something like, her children going to cry or something?
I think she cried with her daughter or something like that.
Black children. Over George Floyd. They don't even know him. What the?
So that was from Ground News. And the Supreme Court rejected Trump's bid to appeal the E. Jean Carroll $5 million verdict on Monday. They refused to hear President Trump's appeal upholding a 2023 jury verdict that found him liable for sexually abusing and defaming writer E. Jean Carroll.
Amazing.
Which is really backwards.
So what's going to happen now?
I feel like that's the end of it. What are you going to appeal to?
Can't you reappeal?
I don't think so.
Amazing.
The case stems from a federal lawsuit alleging Trump assaulted E. Jean Carroll in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in 1996, getting a $5 million civil judgment against him. And his Trump's legal team argued that District Judge Lewis Kaplan improperly allowed highly inflammatory so-called evidence, including the Access Hollywood tape where he said, grab him by the, you know what, in 2005, had nothing to do with the situation. But E. Jean Carroll secured a $83.3 million defamation judgment in a second trial, but that one is still on appeal. And so it's
amazing.
Mess.
How do you know how the president feel about these two justices that he elected, and now they're against everything that's good?
I asked the AI. Donald Trump is, the AI says, Donald Trump is openly furious with Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, frequently criticizing her both publicly and privately for not showing loyalty to the agenda, called her weak or a DEI hire. Whoa. Oh, he's defended critics against critics, calling her a weak or DEI hire. He hasn't called her that.
Oh, he didn't call her that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he did call, you know, the tariff ruling. She and Gorsuch joined the liberals to counter his tariffs. And he called their decision terrible, saying it was an embarrassment to their families and they were barely invited to the State of the Union. They sickened me, he said, during a private fundraising dinner about Amy Barrett and Gorsuch, Neil Gorsuch. Two of the people who voted for that I appointed, and they sickened me. They're bad for our country. And there's a lack of loyalty from Amy. And the justices who ruled against him, acting like fools and lapdogs for moderate Republicans.
Amazing.
Nice.
What a mess. And it's going to get worse. The Democrats want to stack the Supreme Court. They want to make sure that it's always in their favor now if they're able to get back in to do what they want to do to the
pack.
Court.
I think it's pack the Supreme Court.
What's the difference?
There's no such thing as stacking the Supreme Court.
Having more people than need it. Did you hear about the sisters claiming, the two Somalian sisters are claiming they were harassed by a white couple?
No.
You didn't hear about that?
I don't think so.
KRE 11 just reported two sisters speaking out exclusively to KRE 11 after a now viral TikTok video that appears to show Shakopee residents yelling at Somalian homebuyers. Why is this?
Tonight, two sisters speaking out exclusively to KRE 11 after a now viral TikTok video that appears to show Shakopee residents yell at Somali homebuyers.
Nobody wants you here.
Really? Really?
Not a single person here wants
really?
You.
Oh, my God, please get a petition or something.
So the incident has been viewed nearly 2 million times and counting on TikTok tonight.
Where'd you get your money for the house?
Your mom.
With more than 1.7 million views on TikTok.
Worry about your own money.
This video taken Monday of a Shakopee couple in a verbal confrontation with a Somali family has spread far and wide.
I mean, it's heartbreaking, honestly. It's
sisters like, Hamdi and Samaya were driving away from touring a home in Shakopee when they say the couple approached them.
We don't want you guys here.
We don't want you guys.
That was our first interaction. It wasn't even a hi, what are you guys doing here?
Really?
Not a single person here.
Really?
Wants-
Tensions escalated from there as video shows the couple accuse the girls of stealing money.
Did I steal your money?
You steal.
To just take a group and say the entire Somali population does fraud, it's very heartbreaking. We've been in this country. We were born and raised here. Our parents have been here for a very long time. We don't own any businesses. We are very hardworking individuals.
Why do these people wear the Allahu Akbar clothes in our country?
That's their religion.
What?
I guess that's their religion or something.
But then they need to stay in their country with their religion. Because we don't know what they carried on their clothes.
It's funny. They have a full-blown, sassy, Americanized black woman attitude.
They sure do.
And sass. And then they're dressed like that.
I bet they would have had an attitude over there in Allah Abba country.
For the audio podcast listeners, these gals are dressed with, like, full black head-to-toe with a black face mask thing, like the China virus mask, but black, and wearing glasses and stuff.
Maybe they think that they protect themselves from the Chinese virus.
I don't know.
Because it doesn't make sense otherwise.
Or maybe they're, since they're on the news, they wanted to cover their faces.
I don't know. I've been seeing them wearing those clothes.
No, the clothes I understand, but the mask, that looks different.
The couple provided a statement through their lawyers. The lawyers claim the video is incomplete, lack critical contacts, and allege that the couple were provoked and subject to racial slurs. Watch this.
Joe with Care 11.
We went to the couple's home. They declined to comment and deferred me to their lawyer.
Thank you.
In a statement, their lawyer said, quote, "This incomplete video is being used to coordinate a cyberbullying campaign against an honest, patriotic, kind, and hardworking family." The statement goes on to say the video lacks critical context and that the couple was provoked and had racial slurs said to them. The lawyer says the couple will pursue all legal actions against individuals that have bullied, harassed, or tortured the couple and have contacted law enforcement to pursue any potential criminal charges.
To say provoked is kind of crazy. You guys came up to us. We were driving. You guys walked up to the car.
I'm confused. Nobody bothered you guys. You guys decide to be in people's business?
The sisters plan to file a police report against the couple.
To carry that hatred in your heart already for people of color, honestly, it's like, what are you capable of?
Would they be doing this in their country? So the couple, the white couple, right, saying that the video has been tampered with, apparently. It's not, they don't, it lack incomplete lack of critical contacts. A Minnesota Democrat, that was also from KAREL, a Minnesota A Minnesota Democratic former labor House member released a statement. Here's what they had to say. Amazing.
In a statement, DFL House member Brad Tapke, who represents the area, said, quote, "I don't get why this guy would go out of his way to harass people for simply being Somali. This is the product of irresponsible leaders dehumanizing an entire group of people for the way they look or talk." Kevin.
This is, everyone's talking about this. This is tough to watch. Yeah. All right, thank you.
It ain't tough to watch. What now? What?
It's not like those two black gals, if they were in their car and they walked up to their car, the lady recording seemed to be out of the car, openly and willingly engaging in conversation with the white guy. They were, it seemed like a unfriendly conversation between two willing parties.
Yeah.
There's no victims in this situation.
And the guy from the person, was it a man or a woman from DFL?
I assumed that it was a man.
I think so. How do they know that they see the full story of the video?
That sounded like a dishonest characterization or an assumption to say simply for being Somali.
Right.
And women, these gals, just like all women tend to, always play much more innocent than they actually were in any given confrontation.
I know. But when a black and a white incident happens, if the white person look like they're in the wrong, black people love that.
Yeah.
It's like, they're going to edge white people on. I don't know what's happening here. But they edge you on to make you act even worse.
Yeah, totally.
Especially when they're videotaping it. integration does not work. We literally need to hurry, hurry, rush, 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 and go back to desegregation. It works. Integration doesn't work. It will never work. It has never worked. And it ain't going to work. And it won't work. I mean, segregation. We need to go back to segregation. Where is Jim Crow when you need him? Where is Bull Corner when you need him? Remember him?
Only the name. Bull Connor. Birmingham, Alabama Public Safety Commissioner during the Civil Rights Movement. Theophilus Eugene Bull, quote-unquote, nickname, Connor, American politician.
We need to deintegrate, and we need to go back to segregate. That works, because then you make the choice as an individual who you want to play with or not. No government is telling you, you got to play with somebody. You got to love them. You got to live somewhere, and they got to let you live there. That is bad. It doesn't work. And it, look what it has done to my country. Integration has screwed up America, my country. It screwed it up. And if you think that's bad, and it is, I'm going to see if Ilhan Omar going to celebrate White History Month with us. Because according to this report, she celebrated Somalia Independence Day in Minnesota. And X post shared footage on Sunday. Watch this from X. Look at the flag. That's amazing. Did we pay for that? Did the taxpayer pay for that celebration? That's in my country. That looks like Somalia. Will they celebrate White History Month like that? Everything is celebrated but the people who founded the country and made it possible. During the rally in early May, Ilhan Omar called the president of Somalia our president at this rally, according to X. Watch this.
Awa an fursad u helay madaxweynaheena madaxweynaha Somalia madaxweyne Hassan Sheikh Mahamud inaan maanta ku soo dhaweyno Minneapolis. Madaxweyne sidii qof kasta u yiri mininkan mininkaaga waaye ku soo dhawow Minneapolis.
Amazing. White people, why y'all letting people in? What's wrong with you? S is also reporting that Ilhan Omar is facing massive scrutiny after reporting as little as $20,000 in income after her husband reported $30 million net worth. Then an error hit. This is from Fox News.
husband, Tim Minette, once listed his net worth to be up to $30 million in 2024. And that caused a push for an investigation into the business holdings of the couple. But that ended up being a clerical mistake, according to the congresswoman. Instead, a new filing has listed her assets between $20,000 and $125,000. Big difference. Minette's net worth is the most staggering part of this, though, with a reported income between $200 and $1,000. And despite that low income, Minette's company, Rose Lake Capital, reported income between $100,000 to $1 million. His defunct wine-based company reported around $5,000 in income of last year. The latest filing will no doubt add further scrutiny to Omar, with Republicans continuing to push for an investigation into her private holding.
Welcome to America. America. Sweet, sweet America. You know, God has shed his grace on thee. Welcome to America. Last but not least, S is also reporting a U.S.-born Somalian American went viral early this month for describing her dual identity as like banana and rice.
So I'm Somali. I'm proud to be Somali. to me, being Somali isn't just eating bananas with rice. it's a lot. It's like, it's an interesting thing. It's very hard to describe what it means to be Somali and what it means to be American, but it's like a cultural fusion. It's kind of like the bananas and rice. You know, people don't really see, like, you know, people don't think, oh, you can eat bananas with rice. But that's what it's like to be Somali and American. It's like that combination of banana and rice. But you're going to get what I mean.
What do you mean? Hey.
I haven't really watched the full video of that before, although I have. It's interesting that all Somali women, I'm finding, as well as Sion, by the way, she's not Somali, of course, but they all sound like Valley women. They all sound like Valley girls. They sound so, like, Americanized. Shout out.
So do Somali eat banana rice or something?
Apparently they do. Poor gal drawing a blank.
Eating a fresh banana alongside savory rice dish is a classic Somalian culinary tradition. That's from the LA Times. What? Nah, so being American, like eating banana rice. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's his nature.
There's a whole lot of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? The National Weather Service says a dangerous heat wave will blast much of the eastern United States this week ahead of the 4th of July holiday, including during the 4th of July, I believe. So stay safe out there, drink your water and, you know, stuff. Also in the news, Iran's president says $6 billion in frozen assets in Qatar, are to be released. And they have a fact check, so-called, of Trump's comments on birthright citizenship. Certainly not a truth check, though. Soon to face Supreme Court judgment. Birthright citizenship. Interesting. Don't have high hopes, given how the Supreme Court's been ruling. But anyway, the AP-NORC poll finds that fewer Americans are proud of U.S. achievements, probably because they're so-called Americans, and maybe they're undereducated or miseducated, perhaps. Anyway, nice. Iran's president says $6 billion in frozen assets in Qatar to be released as the United States talks are challenged. Speaking on Monday, President Massoud Pezeshkian is the highest-ranking official within Iran to reference the release of Iranian funds held by Qatar, a key mediator along with Pakistan in the negotiations. Pezeshkian's mention of the funds appear aimed at selling the Iranian public on the interim deal, which he called a great victory for the Iranian people. As Iran's grip on the Strait of Hormuz has been challenged, so far U.S. officials say no frozen Iranian assets have been released. Qatar as well has not acknowledged any such transfer. Pakistan has said talks will resume Tuesday between the United States and Iran on the terms of their interim deal. The Trump administration Sunday said nothing has been canceled and technical talks are on track in the coming days. Iran has yet to say whether they'll take part. A look at the Trump administration's challenge to so-called birthright citizenship. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, the one who's looking out for America, he is repeatedly and falsely, says AP, said the United States is the only country that has birthright citizenship, calling the practice a disgrace. And that's a fact, end of quote. While it's true that the practice which grants automatic so-called citizenship to nearly everyone born on U.S. soil, it isn't the norm around the world. Trump is right. Dozens of other countries, though, have unrestricted birthright citizenship. Most of these countries are in the Americas, including Canada, Mexico, and many nations in Central and South America. Dozens of other countries from Germany to Australia have a mixed approach using a variety of principles, parenthood, place of birth, residency, ethnicity, to decide a child's citizenship. Ethnicity, did you catch that? Interesting. The Supreme Court is expected, so-called Supreme Court, to address this issue in the coming days, a ruling on a Trump executive order that would upend more than a century of constitutional, more like unconstitutional, and legal history, which would be cool if they were to stand with Trump on that. Again, wait and see. Fewer Americans, so-called Americans, are proud of U.S. achievements. According to an AP and NORC poll, Americans' pride in the United States on several, at least a few key attributes, has dropped since 2017, including the nation's military and its political influence around the globe, obvious globe, according to that poll. The findings point to a broad decline in patriotic sentiment over the tumultuous decade. Much of the falling positivity comes from Democrats who have become increasingly disenchanted with the country since our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's first term. A new Gallup poll also finds that only 53% of U.S. adults are extremely or very proud to be an American, the lowest reading in the trend dating back to 2001. Wow. And then again, we use the term so-called Americans because who are these people, really? You know what I mean? And who educated them? I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? It's Monday, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Jesse. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you out and about, and you got to go and do what you got to do, but you would love to still listen to the show, you can. But you can podcast, and you can listen on your phone. Thank you, Nick. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is... Oh, did I mention my beautiful question? Is life physical or spiritual? Is life physical or spiritual? A very interesting question. Know thyself. Is life physical or spiritual? It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
Now president of the...
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. When she's crying, she's lying. Oh, amazing. When she's crying, she's lying. Yesterday in fellowship, check it out if you were not there or didn't watch it live at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. I mentioned, and this is so true, I can hardly stand it. This is the truth, not my truth. I don't have my own truth. I hear people say, what's your truth? I don't have my own truth. But I mentioned that if you never, ever, ever, ever again went with a thought or had a thought, imagination, thoughts, whatever you want to call it, you would never, ever, 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 ever again, ever, no matter what happens, what situation comes along, if you never believed in a thought again, you just didn't react, didn't believe, let it pass, you would never, ever, 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 ever again, you would never know depression. You would never know loneliness. You would never know suicidal thoughts. You would never know worry or doubt or jealousy or envy or strife or revenge. You would never, ever, ever want or need anything. You would never think for a second you need a companion. I need a companion. You would never, ever, ever, ever again want for nothing. You would never want to be like anyone else. You would never be jealous and want to hurt others. You would never try to get a thrill by judging yourself, making yourself feel good or bad, or anyone else, if you never had another thought. Or even if for now that you're having the thoughts, but they would just come and let them pass, and you don't relate to them at all, give them no cooperation at all, you will 100% be free. If you never gave in to another thought, be aware of it. Eventually, they won't even come, but until that happens, if you never identify with them at all, you will never be angry again. You will never be happy. There's a difference between happiness and freedom. Happiness comes with thoughts. It's based on what you have or don't have, what you get or don't get. Freedom is not based on anything. If you would only really pay attention to yourself, you will be in control of your own life. And yes, the children of the lies, Satan children, angry people would try to control you. They get a thrill from that. But if you're not into thinking, they can't touch you. They're not going to like it. They're going to go all out to try to, because that's what evil does. Evil cannot live alone. You got to give up thoughts. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything, the so-called, even when you're thinking about God, or you're thinking about Jesus, or you're thinking about the Holy Spirit, those are just empty thoughts. It's not a sign that you know God at all. Matter of fact, it's a sign that you don't know him. And Christ would say to people like that, get away from me, I don't know you. You'd be like, what the? If you're not keeping my Ten Commandments, then I don't know you. But Christ, we healed the sick in your name. We fed the hunger in your name. We did this. We went to Africa and fed the blacks in your name. But you didn't keep my commandments. You didn't have love. I don't know you. What's up? If you do what you want, or just give up thoughts, you will be able to lay your weapons down and let the Spirit of Truth fight your battle. And he will. He loves you. You just don't know it because you have accepted the devil as your God. Small g, but your God. You have everybody and everything as your God. As long as you have that, you will never know God. And this you can bank on and never worry. But lay down the thoughts, well, be free. Never think of yourself at all. When you disappear, then life will appear. but you got to disappear. As long as there's a you, you will always be enslaved. You're not going to be free. You're not going to walk out the gates of hell until you disappear. 888-77-JESSE. And that's the truth. Do what you want with that. There are men and women who are doing that. They're overcoming themselves. And they're becoming free. And they're like, what the? Where have I been? And you already know the truth. You just forgot it. But when you disappear, as you're disappearing, you got to remember the truth. You will remember the truth. You will remember what you already knew, but you forgot because you left your father's house. You left home. And you've been lost in the wilderness of your imagination. And you're emotional. You're a mess. A real mess. Let me go to Mike out of Arkansas. Oh, no, my bad. Mike out of, hold on, Alaska, I believe. Mike, you are on the air.
Hey, hey, Jesse, thanks for putting me on. Yes, Mike from
Alaska. Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir. How are you, sir? I like your show. I've only called a couple times before. My best friend's Brady from Arizona. Him and I are
You sound like Brady. Brady.
Yeah, he's crazy Brady, you know. I call him Generali Pancho Zia.
Brady. Shout out to Brady from Arizona. Amazing.
Yeah. You know what, Jesse? Oh, by the way, I'd like to answer your biblical question, if I may, sir. I would say this world
is life physical or spiritual?
It's 100% physical, and I read the Bible every day. I try to. I'm studying it. I'm almost one-third in. Well, I'm at Samuel 2 now, Jesse, but spiritual is equated to sorcery. So I don't say I'm spiritual. I'm Christian, you know?
It's a way of life. So you're saying life is 100% physical?
Absolutely.
And you said spiritual is related to what?
Sorcery in the Bible.
What is sorcery? Sorcery.
Sorcery is like wizardry, wizards, and like fortune telling.
And that was in the Bible?
I think so, sir. I think that's what I'm finding out. I'm still not, well, I'll just say this. My opinion's still out yet. I haven't formed a total opinion yet, but I think being spiritual is way overused because the devil has his spirit, you know. The devil's spirit is down here. So what kind of spiritual are you? Are you from Cain's seed or are you from Abel's seed?
And so you're reading in the Bible that spiritual is sorcery?
Yes, sir. To be spiritual is equated with being a sorcerer. And pharmacia is like dope.
Oh, okay. And so you believe that life is 100% physical?
Yeah, I think so, Jesse, because that's what gets everybody in trouble. All these perversions and abominations are all physical. And
I put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Mike, for responding.
Oh, wait, I'm not done yet, though, Jesse. Thank Can you. I ask you one more
hold
thing?
Hold on, Mike. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. And so you call it about being illegal, voting illegally?
Yes, sir. I wish I was back in L.A. on Compton Boulevard where I grew up. I'd go see you, Jesse, but maybe someday, fall, I'll come down to your church.
Okay.
But yeah, I think. Listen to this, Jesse. This is a fact, and it's our president's only last hope. He's got to find the 2020 vote illegal, which it was. It was definitely stolen, and if he can lock that in cement, then all of Biden's decisions and his auto pen, everything is illegal. Ketanji Brown should not be in there if the president was illegal. So everything has to be redone. That means all the judgments that she has participated in, to create a swing vote, per se, are illegal, null and void, like the presidency. So I'm going to tell everybody right now, don't worry. President Trump will find that the 2020 vote was definitely stolen, like every intelligent American knows. Only the communists are carrying on this hypocrisy. It's the denial of hypocrisy is so stunning in this country that it's dumbfounding.
So let me ask, let me ask. Let's say that the president does find that and he can prove that it happened. Would that change anything?
Absolutely. That means that Ketanji Brown gets kicked out of the Supreme Court. And all her judgments that she participated in with those losers on the Supreme Court, except for Clarence Thomas and one other one, are null and void. They're no good. You cannot have...
Who would be strong enough to make her leave?
It's not going to be Trump because he's definitely dropped the ball. He put that...
Be strong enough? Let's say that he found all that and found it to be true and proved that it's true. Who would be strong enough to tell that woman to leave the court?
I would say right now that it will have to be put before Congress and the bums, John Thune there, and a little Poindexter. You know, I'm sure there'll be a battle in court, but it's got to go to Congress. I mean, absolutely, the vote was stolen. So everything idiot did.
My point is, there's not one person other than Trump that would have, if the president found out that was true about the votes, you said, there's not but one person that could make her leave, and he's not going to do that. She's a black female liberal, especially black liberal female. There's not one person that would make her leave.
Okay, look, Jesse.
Is that a fact or not?
Don't call her a liberal, Jesse. Don't call her a liberal. She's a communist. She's a communist.
Mike, is that true or not?
No, it's not true because, I'll tell you what. It's all in our president's hand. If he can get rid of Todd Blanche, the head of Department of Justice, who absolutely is a communist, and he got rid of all the good ones, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie was unbelievably a good patriot. And Alex Jones, too, because he stood up to Trump, some of Trump's BS.
Did you vote for Trump?
I voted for Trump, but I will never vote again in America until the vote is cleaned up. Why should I vote and have my vote weaponized against me? Oh, no way, baby.
You're not going to vote anymore?
Never, ever, ever, ever going to vote again because of President Trump. Ever. Why? It's useless.
Why because of Trump?
Look, I was MAGA redneck. He followed me, and I warned him 2 years before the 2020 vote in 2018. I said, President Trump, boss, you've got to get a vote tax force or you're going to lose. They're going to steal the vote and they're going to eat our babies. Go on there right now and look at my post.
But listen to me, Mike.
Yes, calm down. Yes, sir.
You would not vote for Trump because of what?
Oh, I won't vote for Trump. I didn't vote for him last time because he will not secure the vote. He won't stop abortion. He won't stop immigration now. He told Tom Holland to back off. He won't continue on with the Epstein files. It's a downfall.
Is there anything good that the Great White Hope is doing?
He is restoring some of our original rights. Big deal.
Like what, for example? Mike, for example?
For example, he's opening up the West to exploration again, and he's shutting down these doggone useless wind turbines and black energy that, do you know, Jesse, that one turbine blade takes 53 balsa trees. There's no more balsa trees left. And they just cut down 4,700 Joshua trees in California. That's what he's trying. He did stop a lot of that. He stopped the funding. But methylprednisolone is still there. You can go get your baby killed in the mail, you know.
Mike, I got to run because of time. Thank you, though, all right?
Yes, sir. I'll call. Can I call back, Jesse?
Absolutely.
Thank you, boss. I love you.
All right, you too, buddy. 888-77 Jesse. 888-77 Josiah, I believe. Josiah, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, man. How are you?
All is well, Josiah.
Good, man. I just, I've listened to your show for a long time, man. Appreciate you giving me the time to talk. I just wanted to make a quick comment. On Friday, I made a comment on the comments section. And it was talking about, it was like the last hour. And it was the Fox Post about this crazy lady talking about communism and all of that. And I just made a quick comment about it because it was just crazy on how I put every 5 to 10 years from both parties, there's always a new face for some sort of fight. Meanwhile, the citizens have to suffer. And it was just referring to kind of like, I remember when Donald Trump, was going into office and nobody had really heard a guy like that, you know, saying some of the things about illegals and stuff like that. And you heard like the crazy lady, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she was going crazy. And just everybody was so up in arms against them for, you know, all those 4 years. And then you had people on the right, you know, kind of fear-mongering, saying, you know, oh, the communists don't want to take over. They don't want to do this. They don't want to do that. And that's, to me, when the real, like, fight between the two parties really started, you know. And meanwhile, you know, the regular citizens, you know, with all the things, you know, because he was talking about some good stuff, you know, about illegals and stuff like that. But it was just both sides were kind of fear-mongering each other. And, you know, meanwhile, like the regular citizens like us, we have to suffer, you know, for certain things that they do or don't do, you know. And so it just kind of like when I was hearing that report, you know, the Fox guy, he was like, you know, the way he was just talking, it was, you know, making it seem so fearful and so like, you know, and everybody would get in their emotions and in their head about it.
Because of time, Mike, let me, Josiah, ask, do you see the country coming back, or is it over?
That's a good question, Jesse. I want to say it can, but I don't know. Trump, he hasn't really done too much about certain things, you know, especially with this war going on with Israel and Palestine. And I want to say yes, Jesse, but honestly, it's hard to say. Yes, so I guess I'm going to say no.
And why do you say no?
Because it seems, I don't know, nothing really has changed as much other than, you know, I don't know, nothing that seems to change as much. I remember in 2020 when Biden got in and everything was just, you know, with the coronavirus and all that, everything just got 100% worse. And I was like, we need somebody else to really.
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me a little better?
Are you on a Bluetooth?
No.
Okay. Stay with the phone. Go ahead. So you don't see the country coming back?
I don't, man. I don't. It seems like it's a little bit too far gone, only because, you know, it seems like every day there's new incidents about, you know, illegals murdering somebody, or, you know, every day there's new something about Israel and Palestine. It's just, I feel like it's too far gone, you know, with, you know, the blacks are still talking about slavery and stuff like that, you know, in 2026, which is insane, but I don't know. I don't feel like it's going to come back. Do you see that it will come back, or do you just think it's just everything's too far gone?
No, it's not coming back, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's over.
Right.
Do you have a life?
I do.
And what is your life?
I do. I would say I think my life is, I don't know, it's so consumed with work, so I don't really know if I have a life. I have another question, Jesse.
But first, do you have a life?
Yes.
And what is your life?
My life. Man, it's super hard to. I don't know how to answer that, Jesse. I want to answer it in a long paragraph, but that's not really. I wouldn't be telling the truth, I feel like. But. You know what? I'm gonna say no. Because I can't really describe my life other than work, you know?
And so you're saying no, you don't have a life?
No.
And why do you say you don't have a life?
Because I feel like I'll wake up, go to work, come home, nap, and then get ready for work the next day.
So you don't have a life?
No.
And what's it like not having a life?
Well, I don't do the silent prayer as much as I should. So it can be a bit frustrating because my thoughts always consume my head sometimes. And I know, like, I've been listening to you for over almost 10 years now. And I know by now I should know that thoughts are our lives. But sometimes it's a bit hard to because I have too many consuming thoughts. So I don't know. It doesn't really feel any. I don't really feel anything. I just kind of just keep moving, you know.
And why you're not working on your life, your spiritual life?
I'm not sure. Just yeah, I do believe in Jesus Christ. I do, you know, do love. You know, I feel like I am a Christian. But it's just hard, you know, because I have so many things I want to do in my life that I feel like, you know, I haven't done and still want to do, you know.
And why do you say you love Jesus Christ?
Because when I was a kid, I really didn't believe in him, you know. I was like, how can God allow this? How can God allow certain things to happen? But eventually I was just like, you know, whatever is to be done by him, it is to be done. It is what it is, you know, and just got to keep praying, I guess.
But why do you say you love Jesus Christ, but yet you worship thoughts?
Because I know at the end of the day, after I worship those thoughts, I know that they aren't real. I know that that's just the devil playing tricks on me.
But why do you, if you love Jesus Christ, why don't you stay present with him so the Father can make you free from them? The Son, the Father of Jesus Christ can make you free from them. Why do you commit it to that?
I guess fear.
Fear of what?
I don't know, fear of things that really, that don't need to be fearful about.
Fear of what?
Like, just, I don't know, just the thoughts they have me fearful of certain things that I haven't done. Oh, you need to do this in your life. You need to have a family, you know, and this and that. And I don't know.
And when you say you have fear, who are you? Who are you?
Man, Jesse, I didn't think I'd be thinking this deep this morning.
Hold on. Let me take a quick. Can you hold?
I actually cannot, but I can call in tomorrow, Jesse, okay. Because I actually did have another question.
All right, call me back tomorrow.
All right, thank you, man. All right, appreciate buddy. It.
All right. The stretch off is available on pews.net. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And check out Punchy.TV with Bill. Punchy.TV. Bill has a brand new episode up there from last Wednesday. Punchy.TV with Bill. Don't mess with Bill. Amazing. And we are having a men's forum. This Thursday is the first Thursday of the month, every first Thursday at 7 p.m. Come on down, guys. Amazing. And then support us. We need your donations. We need your financial support all through the summer, so don't forget us. As we are helping, you are helping us to help others, as you have been helping as well. And I appreciate it. Go to jesseleepeterson.com. Am I right? JLP. What is it? Oh, JLPtalk.com. JLPtalk.com or jesseleepeterson.com/show. Or you can scan the QR code or you can mail it in. Make the check of money order out to Bond. B-O-N-D. It is tax deductible. We're 501c3. All the way. Make the check of money order out to Bond and send it to Bond at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. All right? Or you can scan the code. The QR code, 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Wayne. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. You can call in and make the donation as well. Let me go to Wayne out of Virginia. Wayne, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. It's a privilege. Hey. Thank you.
Hey, Wayne.
Sure is nice being on the air with you.
Right on.
How are you doing?
All is well.
Good. I love your show, and I turned Betty on to it. She loves it. She was on earlier.
Oh, right on. Thank you. Shout out to Betty.
Yeah, she did a great job, I thought. Yeah. She really loves you, too. She listens all the time. Loves you guys.
Right on. I appreciate
it. I'll tell
that.
You what. Oh, man, anytime, man. You're the best, brother. I've been listening forever, before Trump got elected the first time. Anyway, I want to tell you this. It's not all the time you get a chance to prove that we live in a spiritual world, so I disagree with the man from Alaska, right?
Oh, when he responded to the biblical question?
Yes, sir.
What did he say?
I say we live in a...
What did he say?
Very spiritual world. Ephesians. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, he said it was physical, right?
That's right. 1% spiritual or something.
So you're responding to the biblical, is life physical or spiritual, you say?
It's a little of both, but it's way more spiritual than the average bear knows. Ephesians 6:1-2 proves it. But I will prove it right now how spiritual it is. You said that the country's not coming.
You're saying that it's spiritual and physical?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll put my 2 cents on Sunday. Go ahead.
I'll be listening. I'll be looking forward to that.
All right.
Here's my point. I can prove that it's a spiritual world right now on the air.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the Economist magazine cover?
No.
It's owned by the Rothschild family. Have Hake look it up. If you look at the cover of 2012, you will see Bibi Netanyahu on a paraglider, opposite of him, a Palestinian. This is 2012, so it's long before they went in and destroyed the place. You will see at the top of that magazine cover, because it's all witchcraft, black magic, just like when Moses had Aaron put the staff down on Pharaoh's stairs and it turned into a cobra. And Pharaoh said, cheap parlor trick, and had his black magic guy come over, put a staff down, and it turned into two cobras. Well, biblically, that cobra of God swallowed Pharaoh's black magic representative there, his high priest. It swallowed his two cobras right up. God's did. Of course, God's power is much greater than Satan's. Right, he created Satan, for goodness sake.
And because of time, we shall prove that is spiritual.
Okay, at the top of that magazine is Bibi Netanyahu on a paraglider. The real event happened 2023, October 7, where the Palestinians came across the wall into Israel and supposedly murdered. See, that was a false flag event. That was the beginning of the Build Back Better. You heard all of the leaders. If you go onto YouTube, you can see all of the leaders around COVID time, 2020, saying that we need to build back better. I invite you to do that. Build Back Better really means New World Order. That event, them going into Palestine, was the beginning of World War III and the kickoff, officially, of World War III and the spiritual. Listen, these people are black.
You said that. Life is 100% spiritual or spiritual and physical?
It's both, but I'm proving it to you. And if you look into things that I'm saying right now, you will see that what I'm telling you is absolute fact and truth.
If I saw that magazine, it would prove that, in your mind, it would prove that that life is spiritual or physical.
It'll prove to you that it's spiritual. These people told you ahead of time what was coming. I'll tell you what else. You need to read Agenda 2030, all right? Look into and listen to everything Johnny Todd says on YouTube and Rumble. You can hear, it's just audio, about 9 hours of audio. You will love that. Johnny Todd.
So is it spiritual in a good way or a bad way?
It's both. It's a struggle between the powers of good and evil.
Amazing.
Satan watched God create the first man and breathe into his nostrils to give Adam life, the first man. And then not long after,
it's not Bible Thumping Thursday, but because of time, I got to run. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. JESSE. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brady. Shout out.
You know, I heard my buddy Mike on there just talking from Alaska.
He sounds like you.
Yeah, we're good friends. Me and him are really good friends. We talk every day almost. The thing is, we kind of differ on, like, what's your biblical question that you said? Is it physical or is it spiritual?
Is life physical or spiritual?
It is 100% spiritual.
And why do you say that?
Because we do live in a physical body form. That is what your body is. But what your body is made up is not just the physical itself, the organs and the blood that's within. It's your soul, which is eternal. And which eternal means it's spiritual. Your spirit does carry on after death.
So you said life is spiritual and not physical.
Correct, 100%. Because we are eternal beings of God Himself, our soul carries on.
You said that. I appreciate that. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And the other thing is, since we are eternal,
said it was sorcery too. I think.
Yeah, he gets a little goofy on that sorcery stuff because, you know, I live in the land of witches and sorcerers out here in the Mojave Desert. Every person I come across out here is into witchcraft and spiritualism. And, you know, the way I look at that is it's more, it's not against Christ. It's just they have a way, they're into the pagan way. The spiritualism, the Satanism, into the pagan objects, worshiping Moloch and Baal and El and the sun. You know, that's where it's different. Where we're Christians, we believe in God and His Son, Christ. The ones on the other side, the dark magic and the sorcerers and the ones that are doing their spell magic, they're all evil, and that's the difference. You're either for good and God and Christ.
Who said that, James?
I don't know what.
Pardon me?
I tuned him out. What do you
think? You said that he said.
No, the other guys, the two, three callers ago
said
that saying life is spiritual, that's sorcery, like what you just said.
Oh. Your friend said, he said spiritual is witchcraft or sorcery or something like that. You agree with that?
No, that's absolutely hogwash. He's a little bit goofy. He's been up in Alaska too long. His brain's getting a little chilled there. We got to turn that thinking cap back on. You know, sorcery, you go back all the way to the times, you know, even 5, 6, 7, 8,000 years before Jesus was even walked this planet. And you look all the different forms of spiritualism in the giants and all the spells that they were doing and what they were praying to. The whole world was all about spells and magic and praying to pagan entities,
amazing.
Things that were giants. And when Christ came to the earth, that's when that mentality of praying to the pagan gods changed. We're still in a problem. We're still in the age of Pisces.
Let me ask, because of time, Brady, do you love the Jews?
Oh, man, why do you have to do that Monday morning?
You know about Jesus and God, so I'm still wondering, do you love the Jews?
You know what they're doing? I'm working on it, Jesse. Again, we're just working on that subject because until this war is over.
And what's the answer? Do you love the Jews or not?
You can't do this Monday, I said.
Why? You were talking about sorcery and all that. I just wonder.
That's the J word. I can't talk about the J word or the N word.
I'm talking about love.
There's nothing to do with love with the Jews, Jesse. That's what you're going to understand one day.
So you don't love them?
I guess since they don't have any love within them, I guess I can't love them either.
So
they
don't worship. You don't love the Jews?
You really got to go there. I'm not really happy with them. Let's leave it at that.
But do you love them?
No.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to keep my pastor friend tells me to keep my lips tight-lipped when they ask me the question like you just did let God handle it. That's what I'm supposed to tell.
How can you love God and Jesus and not love the Jews?
Like I said, my pastor friend told me yesterday, when Jesse asks you this question,
tell them, let God handle that question.
Let God handle what question?
If the Jews are worthy of being loved.
You don't think they are worthy of love?
And like I said, let God handle that question or Jesus himself, because I don't want my answer to go throughout the universe saying that I don't like the Jews. You know what I mean? You're supposed to love thy neighbor.
Right. Do you love your neighbor?
Yes, they're not Jewish, I guess.
You love the Jews?
I love my Mexican neighbors in that. They're good Christian people. I love them.
How about the Jews?
No, they don't love Christ. That's the problem I have with that. They They're not into that religion.
God is a Jew. I mean, Christ was a Jew.
They don't read the Holy Bible, the Jews.
Christ was a Jew.
There's nothing in their religion that talks about Christ
Brady,
at all.
Christ was a Jew.
He was from the tribe of Judah.
So do you love Christ?
Yes, because he was from the tribe of Judah.
So how do you love Christ, but you don't love all his people?
Because they're not from the tribe of Judah, and they're not one of Christ. They're from the other side. They're from the evil side.
That's amazing. Brady, I got to run because of time. I'll put my 2 cents on Sunday. I appreciate it.
All right, make it 5 cents.
All right, take care. All right. 888-77-JESSE, super.
Super chat.
Very nice. Hannah says, forever grateful. Thank you, Jesse and crew. 3 times, keep it up. Strong white arm and strong black arm emojis. I suppose I'll just stop playing with thoughts, I guess. Side eye grin.
Hannah?
Hannes.
Hannes?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lady, right?
No.
Hannes?
Hannes O'Callaghan.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
From Ireland.
Right on. Thank you.
Eric Five Coffees, shout out to Betty. Great call.
Shout out to Betty. Amazing.
Welcome, Forest Thuggins. New member.
Thank you, Forest. I appreciate it.
Another from Hannes. This is what will happen to white people. A great filtering will happen / is happening. All the weak whites will die off or get murdered off. Then the minority of strong whites will turn the tides. It may seem cruel, but the most stubborn will drown, and the ones willing to admit fault and repent will live.
Amazing. Thank you.
See you.
That's interesting. Thank you.
Thank you, Hannes.
Yeah.
See you. Yes, I do got admirers, but they never equal to my Jesse Boo.
Right on.
And the supposed to be a little level-headed brother is still got his problems, too. SMH side eye.
Well, I got 2 lovers and I ain't ashamed. 2 lovers and I love them both the same. Right on, Sion. Amazing.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, 2 things I want to mention. Have you seen Megyn Kelly's rant about Haiti? And also imagine if President Trump reacted to the Caitlin Clark incident, then black people would be losing their minds. What do you think?
I haven't seen it. I have not seen it. Thank you.
It was enough to make her cuss.
Amazing. I have not seen it, Mike. Thank you.
Nick LaBoy, at this point, Trump should add 3 to 4 more Supreme Court justices that are men and true American patriots and take no advice from rhinos on the picks and stop hiring women for a man's position.
I rest my case. Very good point. Look at that Kagan woman. I knew the president should not hire her. But no, he didn't listen. Amazing. Thank you.
Mercury 8023. My wife just threw up because I made some noise. I'm laughing hysterically. Is this evil?
I don't know.
I cleaned it up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I went there, so I don't know. I have to ask her. Amazing.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Nice. And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Brian out of Florida. Brian, you are on the air.
How's it going, Jesse? Nice to speak with you.
All is well, Brian.
That's right. That's all right. So I was calling because I have, I think, some interesting solutions I wanted to run by you and see what your opinions were.
All right.
So I'll just take two issues. No one's ever going to agree on them. You got reparations and you got abortion. And there's a lot of other issues throughout the country that we don't agree on. But these are two that I'm a conservative, ultimately. But I think in any deal, both sides need to like what they're doing, but they also need to make a compromise. And with reparations, I don't believe in reparations, but I think if it was getting these people out of the country, if that was the choice to say, okay, we'll give you $50,000, but you have to leave and never come back. Because my thinking is this. If you're driving a car and someone hits your car and it's their fault, they destroyed your car and you're getting paid out, they don't owe you more than the replacement. They don't owe you the money to replace the car plus another car. They owe you one or the other. So that's my solution for reparations would be, okay, we'll do reparations, but you have to leave and never come back.
But we don't owe reparations at all.
I know, and that's why they're going to leave, and then we both win. See, that's the thing. Nobody is going to agree with it. That's the problem with both of my solutions, that no one's going to agree on it completely, because on the right, people are going to say, we don't owe reparations. And I agree with you, Jesse. We don't owe reparations. They've benefited in this country just like everyone else.
Right.
There's no racism.
More right? than anyone else, to be honest, with free stuff for the last 70 years or so.
You know what's going to happen, Jesse, is that they would say, okay, we'll take it, and then none of the other countries are going to want to take them. So they can go do what they got to do, and then our country is going to be better for it, Jesse, because we're not going to be paying welfare and baby mamas and SNAP benefits. They're going to be gone, and they're going to be gone forever.
Because of Tyrebride, they're not going to accept $50,000 to leave this country because they know they're in the best country on this side of heaven. They're not going anywhere.
Right, and then that ends the debate. And that's the whole point.
Oh, I see. Absolutely. Yeah.
That would actually end the debate because it's like, look, we gave you the opportunity. You didn't leave, so shut up.
That's right. Brian, let me ask, because of time, do you have a life?
Not one that I want, but I have a life, Jesse.
You do? And what is your life?
My life is an adventure through Christ. And I'm making a choice to take risks. And it's scary, but I feel alive because for the first time in my life, I'm not beholden to a corporate master. I'm doing my own thing.
And when you say that you don't have the one you want, what life do you want?
I want a family, Jesse. I want kids. I don't want to be working 14 hours a day like I am right now. I want a boat. I want to be in the sunshine.
And why do you want those things?
I'm looking for fulfillment, Jesse. I'm looking for meaning and purpose. And to have a family and to see life through the eyes of a child so I can... I want a richer life. I've been working so hard.
And so you think having a family, having a boat, and less work, well, you're going to find richer things?
You know, and I get your point, Jesse.
Not a point. You think you'll find richer things through having a family and a boat and working less?
Richer things. What do you mean by richer things?
You said that what would happen if you had those things?
I think I would have closer to the life that I want.
But that hasn't worked for anyone. Why do you think that's going to work for you?
It's not. I guess it's more of a material focus right now. And you're right, Jesse, that I should be getting closer to God.
I didn't say that. I'm asking, why do you think having a family and children and a boat and working less has not brought happiness to anyone. Why do you think it brings it to you?
I don't know that it hasn't brought, like, having a family and a boat and being one with God and being a part of a community. And
that hasn't brought happiness to anyone.
What is the one thing, Jesse, that has brought happiness? Because I want to know.
Not being you anymore.
Being who, Jesse? Not me. Being what then, or who?
Okay, Brian, can you call me back tomorrow? We're going to get cut off. Or whenever you can, call me back and we'll finish this conversation.
Sounds good, Jesse. Good speaking with you.
You too, buddy. I'm out of time. Stay with us. The Hake Report is coming now, and then the American Anchor, baby. Thank you for your financial support. For support us, and like the videos. Take care. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up, man up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.